Rashi's Rashi, we're at Simon Kuf Chav Aleph, Dinei Modim, then we'll be on to Simon Kuf Chav Beis. We have a short little Simon over here on page 291. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Shochim in Modim Tchila V'Sof, we learned already the Dinim of bowing for Shemon Esrei, and here's the second half of it. We done bowing at the beginning of Shemon Esrei, bowing at the end of the Shemon Esrei, once at the beginning of Modim, and one at the end of Modim, Otoshim Chalucha, Ne'elo, Odot, that bracha over there. The only difference is, by Modim, as we said before, is no baruch at the beginning of the bracha, and therefore, even according to the shitas that hold, you bend your knees for other brachas, by Modim, you do not go ahead and bend your knees. What if someone by accident says Modim derobanan instead of the regular Modim? And the Yotzei b'di'evet, l'maisa, the post can write that one is Yotzei b'di'evet if one says the Modim derobanan in place of the regular Modim. Okay, moving on to Sif Beis. Okay, this is based on the Gemara. His regular Shemon Esrei, he says Modim derabbanan. Malcolm is regular Modim. He is Yotzei b'di'evet. Ha'omer Modim Modim Mishatkin Oso. Based on the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Ha'omer Modim Modim Mishatkin Oso. If one repeats Modim twice, either he says the whole thing twice, or he says Modim Modim Anachlo Anachlo. Okay, either way, we tell him to be quiet. It's not a good thing. It looks like he is davening to Teshtei Rishuyos, and therefore we do not let him do that. Siv Gimel. Yachid ein lo lomar birkos kohani. Okay, the mechaber paskins alachal ma'is. If one is davening yachidus, you don't say even alokeinu alokeinu alaseinu the words of birkos kohanim. You see, yivracha Hashem v'yishmeracha v'chulei v'chulei. You do not say it. Says the Ramah v'chein ikker. That is the ikker shita. V'chein nearly linhog, and that's how the Ramah would say the paskin alachal ma'is. Aval aminig apashat einakon. Very interestingly, it seemed like the minig in Ashkenaz. 4 generations before the Ramah was that even in Yechidus they would say Yivracha Hashem v'yishmeracha in their silent Shemon Esrei. Rakafilu yachid omer ato kozman shoroi l'nesiyas kapayim. So aminu pesha enokin rakafilu yachid omer ato kozman shoroi l'nesiyas kapayim. Even a yachid goes ahead and says it. That was the minug in Ashkenaz, but the Ramah once again in the beginning he says the ikker is like the mechaber, and then he ends off again ve'ena nira. That is not the way that I seem to be. So it seems like the Ramah was able with his koach to change the minhag, because we all know that the minhag of Ashkenaz is not to say Elokeinu Elokeinu Aseinu Yivracha Hashem Yishmerach in our private Shemon Esrei. That seems to be our minhag nowadays. So both according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, one should not do it unless someone has a strong minhag that they are doing it, then preferably they should not go ahead and do it. Which gets into the Shail over here, that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about it, the Shari Tshuva is talking about it, is does one say Birkas Kohanim in a Beis HaAvel? Okay, does one say Birkas Kohanim in Beis Avol? It's a double Shiloh A. It's because Birkas Kohanim, like we'll learn in Hilchos Nesiyas Kapayim, is supposed to say only in a time of Simcha. Okay, and therefore a Beis Avol, it's not so pashut. They'll be able to say Nesiyas Kapayim. And there's a separate Shiloh of adding Psukim. Yirach Hashem Yishmerecha are all Psukim, and also therefore the Avol. Who might be diving, that might also be a problem. L'maisa Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal. We'll start with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sivkat and Vav, he says over here, "Ein lomar Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu beis Avel." You do not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu in habeis Avel. Okay, he says, "Ken katav bir heitev v'vashayik nesed gadol v'shem sefer Tanya v'alkein avshe v'dagel merav v'chalak alzay yeshlachos the divrei rishonim." So the Mishnah Berurah is pasting like the bir heitev, like the other poskim who say not to say birkas kohanim, not to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. He's talking about the chutz la'aretz, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says not to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu in habeis Avel. But he's already mentioning over here, there are chokim, the Dagel Mervava, held differently. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal brings down 3 different shitas. He says over here in Dibur Maskel Bebeis, he says, Ve'etzleinu, Shinosin Kapayim B'chol Yomos HaShana, HaMinhagim Chalukim. Over here, he's referring to Eretz Yisrael right now, that we do say Birkas, the real Birkas Kohanim, every day in Shacharis. So there's different Minhagim. D'yeshein Nosin Kapayim B'Beis HaAvel. There are those who don't do Nisgiz Kapayim B'Beis HaAvel. Ulamin hagam im ein koin lo yom brachinu bavracha. Therefore, he says, if there's no koin, therefore you do not say elokeinu. You don't say brachinu bavracha. Meaning, you're not going to say elokeinu elokeinu seino according to this minhag. They're not going to say birkas kohanim because you don't say birkas kohanim. You don't say elokeinu elokeinu seino either. V'yesh hanosim kapayim. There are those who are no say kapayim. Elosha avil atzmo imu koin in a no say kapayim. There's a second minhag is they will do nesias kapayim in the base of avil. But if the Avil himself is a Kohen, since he is not Besimcha, he goes ahead and leaves the Beis HaAvel. So over here, there is Beis Kapayim, but the Avil himself, he leaves if he's a Kohen before Birkas Kohanim. Ulim Yohagim, Me'en Kohen, Yomar Brachin Recha. Over here, you see over here, Mikra Dina, you do say Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, if there's no Kohen, you would say, Elkeinu, 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 And the third minhag is that even the avil goes ahead and says bikur berkas kohanim imu koin nosei kapayim dim ein koin yom baruch eino koin. According to this third minhag, then for sure they would go ahead and say it. And as our Shiv pointed out, that is the minhag here in Yerushalayim. In most places, they will go ahead and say birkas kohanim, even the kohen himself in the Beis HaAvel. Outside Yerushalayim, the minhag is not to go ahead and say birkas kohanim. Okay, that is seems to be the minhag. And once again, if you're not going to say the minhag is not to say birkas kohanim, then l'chura you're not say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu v'Aseinu also in the Beis HaAvel. And then he adds one last din over here based on the fact that Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha is the psukim. So v'mashliach tzibur avel b'toch zayin. If the shliach tzibur is an avel within the shevi yomei avelus, lo yakriyat psukim, he should not be like the minhag Ashkenaz is that the chazan calls out Yivarecha and the kohanim answer back Yivarecha. So over here, if the chazan is an avelus, lo yakriyat psukim akoni mishum shu aser b'talmud Torah, since he has an iser of Talmud Torah, so someone else, like when the chazan is a kohen himself, someone else calls out Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So to over here in the base of Eval, someone, whoever calls out Kohanim, he should go ahead and call out Yivarechacha to the Kohanim, and they would go ahead and answer. So those are the different minhagim. You should know the Chari Tshuva himself, he seems to paskin like this also, and he brings down the minhag Yerushalayim. He says over here in Sivkat Na'alef in the Chari Tshuva, V'katav b'shalmi tzibor, ki b'Yerushalayim sh'noagim levarech birkas Kohanim b'Beis HaAvel, az ashen Kohanim omri Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu huu pashit. So you see over here, this is a minhag Yerushalayim all the way back from the time, at least by the Chari Tshuva. So this is a very, very old minhag in Yerushalayim that they would already say Berkas Kohanim during this time. Let's move on to Siman Kuf Chav Beis. So Siman Kuf Chav Beis Dina Shayachem Ein Shmona Atzer Yehi L'Ratzon. These are very, very important halachas to get down. That's a little bit confusing, and that is what you're allowed to say at the end of Shmona Atzer after you're done with Hamavrech Atamo Yisrael Bashalom. We know you're done with the Iker part of Shmona Atzer. You're done with Iker Bar Shmona Atzer, and now you get to Elokein Etzor, which is all Tachanunim. They're all Bakashos that we add in afterwards. Okay, Ask Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel this morning is based on the Psak of Rishlomo Zalman that we saw earlier last week, that Rishlomo Zalman held very strongly that one should not add in the Nusach of the Yehi Ratzon in Rafa'enu every single tefillah, because then it will look like you're adding something to your Shemoneh Esrei that Chazal did not put in. So I asked him today, why Elokai Netzor, that was also added in later on, why that you are allowed to say every day? And he said very simply, because that's mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara already from the time of the Amoraim at least, they were already saying Elokai Netzor, and they said to put it in so that we could say every day in tefillah, but we should know it's not really part of the Iker part of Shemoneh Esrei. It's something added in afterwards. So we are quasi done with our Shemoneh Esrei already after Hamivrech Atamo Yisrael B'Shalom, and therefore the Nafkaminas is what you're allowed to answer at this point. We know in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to answer Kaddish, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha, all the most important things you're not allowed to answer. You sit and listen. But at this point in Shemoneh Esrei, already you are allowed to go ahead and add anything. Before we read the Mechaber, just one more thing, based on what we learned in Siman Kuf Yud Tes, is you're allowed to add in Tachanunim, your own personal Bakashas, during the Elokai Netzor at the end. So we said over here you can be Marich as long as you want. And that Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel brings down over here in Dibur Masal Shapir. He says, Amru b'gemara, da'achar ha'tfilu mutter laharich b'tachanunim. You can be Marich in your tachanunim. Shaloka b'emtsa shetzarech l'itchane b'kitzer. Not like we learned in Siman Kuf Yud Tet. If you want to ask something in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you should do it b'kitzer very quickly. So over here, once again, we bring down this source. So let's see the Mechaber and the Ramah inside. Very importantly. It says like this. Im bala hasik v'lanos kadesh kedusha b'in Shemoneh Esrei l'yuratzon eino posik. If you want to answer Kaddish Kedusha between Shemoneh Esrei, before you said Yehi Ratzon Imei Fi Ve'Yoni Bi'il Fanecha Hashem Sabri V'Goali, the Das, the Mechabers, you still cannot answer Kaddish Kedusha. Until you said the Pasuk of Yehi Ratzon, you're not allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha. She Yehi Ratzon Michlala Tefilahu, because he holds Yehi Ratzon is still part of the Iker Tefilah. So even after you said Hamavrech Atamo Yisrael B'Hashalom, you're still not done with your Shemoneh Esrei until you said Yehi Ratzon. And therefore the Mechaber holds, you're not allowed to answer even Kaddish Kedusha. But if you say Yehi Ratzon before Elokai Netzor, at that point you're really done with your Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore you're allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha at this point. Says the Ramah, that's according to the Shitas that you say Yehi Ratzon right after Amavarech Adamo Yisrael B'Shalom, and therefore, according to the Mechaber, then you say Yehi Ratzon, and therefore you can answer Kaddish Kedusha. For those who say Elokai Netzor and then only say Yil Ratzon at the end of Elokai Nitzor, not at the beginning. Mafsik Gan Kein LeKadosh Kedusha. According to this, it's they hold, the ones who say Yil Ratzon after Elokai Nitzor, they hold Bikaron, Shmon Asrei ends at Amavrech Atamo Yisrael Bashalom. And therefore, really, they're allowed to answer Kadosh Kedusha already right now. So it really depends on one's minhag. If one says, like the Mechaber, to say Yil Ratzon right after Amavrech Atamo Yisrael Bashalom, he holds the Shmon Asrei is not done until that point. And therefore, he cannot answer Kadosh Kedusha until after Yil Ratzon. But those who only say Yil Ratzon after Elokai Nitzor, they hold Bikaron Shmon Asrei ends at Amavrech Atamo Yisrael Bashalom, and therefore they can already answer Kadosh Kedusha after they finish the Bazak Amavrech Atamo Yisrael, the Bracha of Amavrech Atamo Yisrael Bashalom. Uvbekomos Elu, says Rama, Noagim Lahasik Velokai Nitzor Kodim Yil Ratzon, Lachem Masikin Gankin Lekdusha Lekadosh Lekdusha Lekadosh Lebarcho. And therefore, according to those people, you can answer Kadosh Kedusha and Barcho. Okay, so that's Me'ikr Din. One who says Yil Ratzon, the Yil Ratzon before Shmon Esrei, you should only answer Kadosh Kedusha after that. One who says Yil Ratzon only at the end of Elokai Nitzor, he's allowed to answer Kadosh Kedusha already at them. The post can point out, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, really in Sikkot and Gimel, V'tov Lomar Yil Ratzon, Kodem Atachanunim V'Acharehem. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say the best is to say Yil Ratzon before and after. As they point over here, to be machmir for the shittas that hold that you can't say Kadosh Kedusha until after you said Yil Ratzon. And therefore, Lamaisa, if you see the Chaz is about to get to Kadosh, or Kedusha, or Barchu, the best thing is to say Yil Ratzon Mifi Be'Gyoni B'Yilufanach Hashem Sarivi Go'ali right away, okay, right after Amrech Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, or as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventzel told me, even if one is in the middle of a Lekai Nitzor, he said, Hasei L'man Shemecha, Hasei L'mani Minecha, even at that point, he could say Yil Ratzon Mifi Be'Yilufanach Hashem Sarivi Go'ali, then he could go answer Kadosh and Kedusha according to everyone. If he didn't, and he normally only says Yil Ratzon at the end of Elokai Nitzor, he's allowed to answer Kadosh Kedusha for Ashkenazim, because we follow the Psak of the Ramah, that he's really done with his Shmon Esrei. But better to say Yil Ratzon even in the middle of Elokai Nitzor. So that is what the better to say Yil Ratzon Mifi. But even, either, whether you said it or you didn't say it, in the corner of the Ashkenazi, you're allowed to say it, you're only allowed to answer certain things at this point. Okay? You can only answer the Amen Yeheshme Rabbah of Kadosh and the Amen of Damiram Bial Mavim Ru Amen. Similar, though, we learned in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, the same didn't apply over here. Okay? And therefore, by Kedusha, the thing, you don't say Nikadesh, you only say Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kivot. Okay? You don't even say Yimloch at the end. You only say the middle two things, those are the Iker parts of Kedusha, if you have not finished your Shmon Esrei. If you're still saying Tachanunim, you do not say that at this point. Okay, so that is the machlokas over here, because you're still mamish omed lifnei hamelech until you take you still your hazkir. So that's what you're going to say. Damiram yal mavim ruamein amein yeshmi rav varach baruchu. You can answer, and you can answer amein yeshmi rav damiram yal ma in the middle two of kedusha, like we said, we just said. Another thing you're allowed to say according to Ashkenazim, the bracha we said of the Amin after Hakel HaKadosh and after Shomea Tefillah, which is the end of the beginning part and the end of the middle sections of Shmon Esrei, those also have the dinim of Kedusha like we saw earlier on in the Ramah, and therefore one would be able to say Amin to those things also at this time. Okay, let's finish off the Mechaber over here and finish off with a couple important Ha'aras. Says the Mechaber in the Henshech, Umiyu, Haragil Omer Tachanunim Achar Tefilaso. Someone who normally says Tachanunim Achar Tefilaso, Elokai Nitzor, I know it's saying Elokai Nitzor or other Bakashos, Im Hitcha Shtiyat Tzibur, Lesadir Tefilaso V'Gila Kadosh Kedusha. If the Shtiyat Tzibur starts to say his Chazar Zashas, and you see he's about to get to Kadosh Kedusha, Mekatzer V'Ola, you should finish off quickly and say Yidur Otso. V'im Lo Kitzer, Yachol Lahasik Kedek Shemasik V'Rochel Shal Kriyat Shema, Afilu Be'emso. And then once he's in his tachanunim, says the mechaber, then he's allowed to answer like you're in the middle of kriyat shema afilu ba'emsa. Okay, so therefore that's the halachas Yil Ratzon l'maisa. Sounds like for certain they for sure say Yil Ratzon imefi right after Shmon Esrei, and then they can answer for Ashkenazim. You can really do either one. You could say it just Yil Ratzon afterwards. But if you see the Shliat Tzibur is about to get to Kadosh Kedusha, then you should make sure you say Yidur Ratzon beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah did say Tov to say both of them. Rav Neventzel told me you're allowed to say it either way, either the first one or just the last one, or both of them, either Minhagim or Beseder. So also, Rav Neventzel told me that in terms of asking for your own personal Bakashas, Do you say it before Yilu Ratzon at the end? Or do you say it after Yilu Ratzon? He said also that is Tumin Hagim, and either way is also Beseder in terms of that. Okay? So that, and the last thing is, just in terms of what happens though, one is done with his Shmona Esrei, he's done with his Shmona Esrei, he's ready to take his 3 steps back, but he can't because the guy behind him is still saying Shmona Esrei. What's that guy's din? Okay, what's that guy's din? So Rosh Hashanah Zalim Paskin, it's basically a Mishnah Berurah Beferish over here in Sifatan, hey? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here at the end of Sifatan, hey? Mikol makom yachol katzer kdei la'akar ragla ba'odis vei, da'afo pish amar yuratzon. Mikomakon kozman shlo pasa havi komed lifnei amelch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so long as you're not taking the 3 steps back, even though you said you're ratzon, you are still ktsas omed lifnei amelch. Okay, but the din over here says the Shlomo Zalman are a lot more makel than what we said before. If he's still in the middle of his tachanunin, if he still wants to say tachanunin, and therefore. He's just saying either ratzon in order to say answer kaddish or kedusha. He's mamish kaomid lifnei amelch, and he can only answer the middle things of kedusha and kad of amein yesh meraba and damiram yal mavim ru amein, like we just said. But if he's done with his shmona esrei and he just technically cannot take 3 steps back, so then he is much less. It's much less of a dinam, and therefore he says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you could answer anything that the tzibur is saying. Okay, you can answer anything that tzibur is saying, and therefore you could even say baruch baruch shemo, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. And also, he can answer, he can say Aleinu if the Tzibor is up to Aleinu. Anything that Tzibor is saying, then he'd be allowed to go ahead and say with the Tzibor. He can even say, Osa Shalom Yirmav, we Osa Shalom Aleinu. He says that in Renevin Saltalmi. He says, I'll say Shalom. And then whenever the guy is done, you can take your 3 steps back. You go ahead and take your 3 steps back. And you finish off with the Yiratzon, as we say, after we take our 3 steps back. So that is the dinim. In terms of saying the Amen of Stam Amenim, in the middle of the essay, there was Beferish in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Nalf. You can look inside. The Mishnah Berurah ends off in Sivkot Nalf. It says any other amens, you're not allowed to answer at this time. Okay, so that is Halacha Lamaisa over here in terms of Yilu Ratzon. When to say it, what you're allowed to say before and after Yilu Ratzon, Ad Kan for today. Just to add off to one more thing that you're allowed to answer after saying Yilu Ratzon of Dinah Levikidah Kash Kedusha is Modim Anachnu Lach. The Tzibur gets the Modim, you can answer Modim Anachnu Lach, and that also one could add in even though he has not taken his 3 steps back yet. I can.